Surat Yunus, Ayat 61 and 62. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما تكون في شأن وما تتلو منه من قرآن ولا تعلمون ولا تعملون من عمل إلا كنا عليكم شهودا إذ تفيضون فيه وما يعزب عن ربك من مثقال ذرة في الأرض ولا في السماء ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
One of the most important pillars, foundations of monotheism, Tawheed. Monotheism is the knowledge of God. Monotheism is the recognition of God. How do we define God? Who is God? Basically, who is God? This answer, you find it in monotheism, Tawheed, which is very important, because if we don't know God, we would not be able to worship Him. Or we might worship something else. We end up worshiping something else. So we must know God. أول الدين. Amir al-Mu'mineen is one of the best leaders who can define religion. He says, أول الدين, the first step in religion, معرفته, the recognition of God. شناختان خدا. That's the first step. أول الدين معرفته. وكمال معرفته التصديق به. So the first step is to know God. Where do we know God? What chapter, what book? That chapter and that book is called the Book of Tawheed, monotheism versus polytheism. Those who believe in something else other than God, this is polytheism. Monotheism is Tawheed. And within monotheism, we come across these terms. One of them is omnipresent. God is everywhere. God in every place. There is no space in this universe and beyond that is vacant of God. There is no vacancy of God anywhere in this universe. Whether you go up, down, east, west, أينما تولوا وجوهكم فثم وجه الله. Wherever you turn your face, God is there. And now when we face this direction, northeast, 12 degrees to the east, this is the direction to the Qibla, this is symbolic. This is symbolic. It's a symbol of unity. People are unified in their standing. Does not mean that God is only in this direction. This is wrong. If you think that God is only in this direction, this is wrong. This is to unify people during the prayers, to stand united, and it's symbolic for togetherness and harmony. So God is everywhere, omnipresent, in every place, Especially in your heart. It has to be in your heart. If God is not in your heart, you are a loser. Believe me. You would not enjoy life. You would not enjoy life if you keep God out of your heart. This is number one. Number two in monotheism, omnipotent. God is omnipotent. What does that mean? It means that God, kulliyul qudra, He's powerful. He can do anything. his strength, his energy, his power is unlimited in this universe. The third one is omniscient, kulliyul ilm. God knows everything. Then what is the difference between the knowledge of God and the knowledge of certain scholars? We say this scholar, he knows everything. Allama. Allama means he knows everything. Then what's the difference between God and this person? They both know everything. There is a big difference. This Allama had to go to school. One day this Allama knew nothing. And then he started to learn slowly. Every day that passes by, we learn. We get educated. God is Allama from day one, where he has no day one. God does not have day one. I have the day one, the day I was born. This is my first day. God does not have a first day. Neither God is going to have a last day. God has no beginning, neither an end. So God is knowledgeable from day one, where there is no day one for him. God's knowledge is part of his essence. صفته عين ذاته. This is what we study in monotheism. Tawheed. My sifa, my character is not my essence. I'll give you an example. If someone is knowledgeable, it's not part of his essence. It became part of him later on. Whereas when it comes to God, God, it is part of him from day one. He did not go to school to learn. There is no piece of news is missing from him, so they bring him a report and he says, now I understand. No, it's not like that. So his knowledge is his essence. Our knowledge is not our essence. Our power is not our essence. One day I am powerless. The following day they make me the prime minister. I become powerful. Why? Because of the chair, the seat that they have given me, the position. God is powerful from day one. There is no day passes by that God has no power. Or his power today is weak, tomorrow is strong. That does not apply to him. This is the meaning of صفاته عين ذاته. His characters and his attributes are exactly his essence. They are inseparable. Are you with me in this point? They are inseparable. God is always generous. Sometimes even the generous one among us, at some point, at some hours in their life, they become mean. Even the generous one becomes mean sometimes. God does not become mean. Because there is inseparation between his character and his essence. You cannot separate him from his essence. Therefore, this ayah in the Holy Quran, Surah Yunus, ayah 61, وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنِ. God is saying to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, whenever you are upon any task, وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنِ, any condition, وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنِ, or recite any part of this book, the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ, nor do you perform any deed, وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا, but we are a witness upon you. God is the supreme witness. God is witnessing what you do. So you better do good, because you cannot cheat on God. We can cheat on people, but God is different than people. He's a witness. One of his names and attributes, I don't know whether it's here or not on the ceiling, he is a shahid. Allah is the supreme witness for what we think, what we say, and what we do. Yesterday, I read on the BBC, their website, the news, that brought tears to my ear, to my eyes. Someone was, a person accused someone else of murder. So they captured him 38 years ago. They put him in jail. Now his friend who accused him, he said, I lied. He's not the murderer. So they released him after 38 years. Imagine. This happens in this life. Someone goes to jail 38 years by mistake. Because someone lied in front of the judge. So you can cheat on the judge, but can you cheat before God? Can you cheat on God and tell him, no, it wasn't me, it was my friend. Can you do this? In this life, you don't find justice. Even in the best judiciary systems, in the best courts, in the most democratic societies, sometimes you find gross violations of human rights and human dignity. Now they released him after he lost his entire life, 38 years. Allah is a witness, so you better do good and say good. Illa kunna alaykum shuhudan ith tufiduna fih. Whatever you get engaged in, whatever work you get engaged in, we are witnessing that. We are recording you. We are watching you. Illa kunna alaykum shuhudan ith tufiduna fih. وما يعزب عن ربك من مثقال ذرة في الأرض ولا في السماء. Not a mote's weight, not an atom's weight evades your Lord's attention in this earth or in the heaven. Sometimes, one year we went to Saudi Arabia, listen to this story, funny story. We hired a taxi from Medina to Mecca. When we boarded the taxi, the guy was Saudi citizen. He was not Pakistani or Bangladesh or whatever. He was a Saudi citizen. When we left Medina, he covered his license plate, the front license plate. I said to him, what do you do? He said, because there are radars here. Cameras, and I want to speed. I want to get you to Mecca in 3 hours. So when they take the picture of my car, they can't see the license plate. Can you imagine this? Beautiful, he's giving us a beautiful news. He wants to take us to, I told him, listen, I want to go to Jannah, not Jahannam. Take me to Mecca. I want to go to Mecca tonight. I want to do my Umrah. I don't want to go to Jahannam. Drive carefully. So he tries to avoid the traffic cameras by hiding his license plate. God says nobody can evade my radars and my eyes. وَلَا وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ. Nothing in this universe is going to evade your Lord's attention. Neither in the earth nor in the heaven. Even angels, when they do something, God is watching them. وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَلَا أَصْغَرْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Nor smaller than the atom. Is there something smaller than the atom? God says yes. Neither that one. Nor smaller. وَلَا أَصْغَرْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. No smaller, nor larger, but that it in a clear book, fi kitab al-mubin. God says we record that. Everything you do and everything happens in this universe is being recorded. Al-kitab al-mubin, what is the kitab al-mubin? Kitab al-mubin, there is a special tablet that God has, which is called al-lawh al-mahfuz. Al-lawh al-mahfuz. God has a personal computer, PC, or Macintosh, I don't know. It's called Allawh al-Mahfuz. Anything that happens in this life to you and to billions of people, and to animals, and to insects, in the heaven, in the earth, in the ocean, It is recorded in that preserved tablet, Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz. It is preserved and protected there in that booklet. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Then Allah says in 62, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Surely, the friends of God, those who maintain a friendship with God. God needs friends like you. How do we become His friends? By emulating some of His characters. God is as-sadiq. He speaks the truth. So we have to learn that from Him. God is Amin, trustworthy. He protects you. When you tell Him, oh God, please protect me, protect my honor, my dignity, my reputation, He does. He does, He listens to you. He's Amin. So you have to learn the same. Protect people's dignity and honor and name and family and daughters and sons. God is generous, Kareem. We have to be generous in this life. God says, listen, if you give money to others, you are not going to die of starvation, believe me. Because your rizq, your sustenance comes to you. Even if you take your food and give it to others, we would replace it. So take care of others. God is wafi, loyal. So we have to learn loyalty from God. Again, I read a story, check it out, just 2 days ago on the CNN website. A flight attendant from Germany who flies the route to Buenos Aires in Argentina. Check it out, very interesting. These stories, it makes me cry, believe me, because this is a humanity. This is the essence and the beauty of humanity. She founds a wandering dog in the streets of Buenos Aires. So she becomes kind to that. She gives him food, whatever, you know. And then he follows her to the hotel. She goes back to her hotel to rest, to sleep. And he stands at the doorstep of the hotel. There is a picture of him. Check it out. In the morning when she comes down, the dog is waiting for her there. She becomes surprised. So again, she becomes kind and nice, and she feeds the dog, you know. And then he does the same the second night, until she goes back to Germany. The dog never leaves the hotel. He stays there waiting for her. Can you imagine? This is an animal. This is an animal. He waits for her until she comes back her second trip back to Buenos Aires. She finds the dog there. Those are animals. Animals sometimes have wafa and loyalty, but some humans do not have loyalty. Some humans they don't have. We should learn these lessons. And then until she adopts him and she takes him back with her to Germany. Now the dog is with this flight attendant in Germany. This is an act of a humanity and kindness and goodness. And God says, the Prophet ﷺ says, when someone asked him, Ya Rasulullah, if we feed cats and dogs, do we get credit for that? He says, definitely you get credit. Those are animals. They also have hearts. When you bring joy and happiness to them, it is recorded there for you. The credit is there for you. لِكُلِّ كَبِدٍ حَرَّى أَجْرٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. We have to learn this. To learn loyalty. God is loyal. You are with Him, He stays with you. He stays with you. So this is how we become His friends. Awliya. Awliya do not have to be coming from Sayyid families, military families, professor families. No, it could be any person, but with good character, with a human character. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, neither shall be fear on them, وَلَا هُمْ nor they going to be sad. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. We live in a world that is characterized with fear, anxiety and fear. You know, they are telling us in the next 10 years, the second disease after heart diseases is going to be depression. Especially among the young generation. Imagine young generation, the second disease. Most of them, they have anxiety, fear, they are intimidated, they are lost, they are confused. They are not even enjoying their sleep. Because something fundamental is missing. And that thing is the connection with God. When you are not connected, disconnected, someone told me I would never go to a place, to a hotel that they do not have Wi-Fi. I would not even spend an hour in that hotel because I need Wi-Fi. We need this Wi-Fi with God. We need it. When you get disconnected, then you have fear, khawf, and huzn. Fear and distress and anxiety. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Let me conclude with this, with what Allah says in chapter 6. Chapter 6, ayah 82. أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِغُلْبٍ, they do not obscure their faith with aggression, ظلم. Aggression and ظلم are very dangerous. Sometimes there is a tyrant called president, sultan, who abuses his subjects. And sometimes a person, normal person in the community, in the family, abuses his mother. He says bad things to his mother. Abuses his children. Abuses his wife. This is ظلم again. For dhulm and injustice to happen, you don't have to be the prime minister or the president. You can be an average citizen in your neighborhood, in your country, in your community. Also, they do dhulm. They practice dhulm and injustice against others. The noise that you make in your house to disturb your neighbor, this is something very simple. Loud music, this is considered dhulm and abuse. This is unacceptable with God. Even if the neighbor says nothing about it, you should not do that. Your conscience should not allow you to do that because you are a human being. You should not disturb others. A good Muslim, the Prophet says, مسلمان خوب اون است که مردم از او راضی هستند. تموش. This is real Islam. Real Islam, real faith in God. People who live around you, they are happy with you. He never said you have to pray constantly and fast. And the result, my friends, the result of our prayers and fasting is to make us good with people. The more you pray, you have to be the more, the better you are with people around you. The more you fast, the more you stand before God, it should be reflected on your attitude and your behavior during the day. I heard from the ulama, the scholars, and the imams, one of the benefits of Salatul Layl, the tahajjud, the midnight prayers, is that it fixes your akhlaq during the day, your behavior becomes better. Because you stand, you speak to God. You learn from God, you get inspired by God, you receive His attention, you receive His mercy. So that is going to reflect on your behavior during the day. I can't understand, believe me, I'm stuck in this. If you have an answer, tell me. I'm stuck. I can't understand how people do Salatul Layl and five daily prayers, still they are rude to people. They are abusive. I can't understand. Where does this prayer go? Where does all these prayers go? Where? Did you pray to God or did you pray to an idol? Is your God the God of compassion, accommodation, mercy, forgiveness, or he's the God of savagery, the God of revenge, the God of hate? I don't know. The more we worship, the more, the better we should become. Period. So if you don't become better, there is something wrong with your worshiping. Believe me, go and examine it. Go and examine it. There is something missing. Ibadah, worshiping of God. Look at Ali ibn Abi Talib. How he became Ali ibn Abi Talib. Why he's great. Why he's the greatest. Because of his ibadah. Because his recognition of God and submission to God and a friendship and love for God made him the strongest. Made him the strongest. Same thing with our Prophet Muhammad. The same thing with our imams. The same thing with Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam. Ala inna awliya Allah. Therefore the Quran says, Alladhina amanu, those who believe, walam yalbisu, they would not obscure their faith, walam yalbisu imanahum bidhulmin, they do not contaminate their faith with what? Injustice. Because injustice is going to sabotage your faith, destroys your faith. Do not do injustice to anyone in your life. To anyone. Make sure that when you go back home in the evening before you sleep, all people around you are okay and happy with you. And happy with you. Don't leave it until tomorrow. وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ. Those people, they're going to feel the security. Amn and aman. You're going to feel secure. وَهُمْ مُحْتَدُونَ. And indeed, those are the people who are guided, inshallah. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير. Please join me in reciting سورة الفاتحة بريشة دي روح مرحوم جناب آية حسن ميرزائي الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.